USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The struggling restaurant industry wants more federal aid as the COVID pandemic drags on. The National Restaurant Association is asking Congress to replenish the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. It's a $28.6 billion fund that's depleted. President Biden is considering whether to deploy U.S. troops to the Baltics and Eastern Europe. The president weighing options as it's a response to Russia's military buildup along the border with Ukraine. As far as if Russia moving into Ukraine is imminent, former State Department official Morgan Ortegas tells Fox News,
"All signs certainly point that way. And listen, one of the reasons that the U.S. Embassy had to issue these statements asking Americans to get out is there's regulations and laws."
The president meeting with European leaders Monday. USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The country may be able to return to a sense of normalcy soon. That's according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, who says the pandemic may reach a level of acceptable control soon, barring any surprise new variants.
If we get there, which I hope we do and I believe we can, then you're going to start talking about looking at some real returning to the kind of normality that we're all craving.
The president's chief medical advisor saying the tools available now, such as antiviral treatments, testing, and vaccines, means the country is better positioned to fight any new variants. Legislation is being floated to prohibit members of Congress from owning or trading stocks. A bipartisan group of House members sending a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, citing widespread public support for such a measure. They called it common sense bipartisan legislation. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Students at Oxford High School in Michigan returned to their classrooms Monday. This comes nearly 2 months after a student shot and killed four... This comes nearly 2 months after a student murdered four students and injured seven other people, including a teacher. Oxford High School principal Steve Wolf praising the resilience of the community to get the school reopened.
We've been grieving together. We've been praying together. We've attended funerals, vigils, and memorials. And we have been absolutely heartbroken. And we've been angry. Yet we've been determined to carry on. And I am so proud to say that we are reopening our high school.
Border agents continue to apprehend illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving in the United States from Mexico. National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto warns on Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria, the processing time needed for illegal immigrants is enabling the drug cartels to smuggle drugs into the United States.
This administration cares more about allowing lawbreakers to continue moving forward than to actually do the job and protect not just Border Patrol agents, not just border towns, but the entire country and the American public.
There were over 178,000 illegal immigrant encounters at the U.S. southern border in December. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.